Edition. Podcasting. Who would have ever thought? Hey, thanks for tuning in to the World Rider Podcast Edition. I guess this is going to be our 12th installment. Try to keep these in somewhat sequential order for you to know what order things happen. Nonetheless, we're still in Santa Cruz, and the events of getting from Via Grande here to Santa Cruz are well documented, perhaps in the last podcast and some of the writings I've done on the web. But here we sit in an Italian restaurant in Santa Cruz, largest city. Jeremiah and I talk about Via Grande, his sickness, and a unfortunate turn of events that happened to us while we're in Santa Cruz. So tune in. Hope you enjoy it.
Don't crash the ambulance. Whatever you do.
We've checked in another edition of the World Rider Podcast. I'm sitting in Michelangelo's in Santa Cruz, the largest city in the financial capital, kind of the gas capital, and some might say even the cocaine capital of Bolivia. White tablecloths draped. Tables, candlelight, waiters dressed in tuxedos and bow ties, pictures grace the walls of scenes from Rome and Italy. Are we in Bolivia? But we are in Bolivia, and it's time for some Italian food. Argentina, when we finally indulged ourselves in Italian food, because it's more apropos to have Italian food in Italy, because it is part, I mean, in Argentina, because it is part of their culture. But nonetheless, we're sitting here just to kind of quick update. We had those two rough days on the road from Sucre to Via Grande, and in Via Grande, we feasted our eyes on the Che Guevara Memorial Museum right in downtown. Jeremiah kind of got slammed pretty hard with some sort of virus or bug. I'm going to kind of hand it over to Jeremiah. He could tell you a little bit about what he had to go through and a little bit about the room we had in Via Grande. A marked contrast from our time in Sucre. So I'm going to hand the mic over here to Jeremiah. He could fill us in on that Via Grande scene. Yeah, Via Grande, the last stomping grounds of Che Guevara before he was gunned down by the Bolivian police under orders of the CIA, of course. We got into town late afternoon, started looking for a place to stay, and there were only, you know, our choices were between seedier and seediest. So it wasn't a whole lot to choose from. We chose probably middle of the road, maybe CDS or CDR maybe. But we were able to park our motorcycles inside and protect them. So it wasn't, they weren't out on the street. There were a lot of revelers out because of the Dia de los Muertos, where everyone worships the second coming of their loved ones. And a lot of fiestas, parties, concerts, that sort of thing. So we wanted our bikes off the street and chose whatever room we could find. once we got there, we went down to a local chicken joint where we had some fried chicken and French fries, and generally resuscitated ourselves from the day's ride. And it was after that, coming home to the hotel, that I just started to become deathly ill with some sort of intestinal bug that I had obviously picked up 24 hours previous from some bad asado, some carne asado that we had had in Aquile. So I spent that entire night awake and running to the outdoor baño or bathroom. A lovely evening, I should say. And the entire next day, I was completely wiped out. Was unable to move. I mean, even just walking across the courtyard was a lot of work. So we stayed an extra day there and an extra night before I started to feel well enough to at least start to drive down to the museum to see Chase Memorial and then on to Santa Cruz.
We're just happy in Santa Cruz that the asado that he had in Aquile has passed. So the plan was getting to Santa Cruz, deal with the aduanas, the customs aduana. You know, I still have an illegal motorcycle. So Ferdy from Sucre has hooked me up with a gentleman, Ronald, who is going to hopefully walk me through the process of getting an extension so that I can legally ride this motorcycle here in Bolivia. I can't seem to make it through Bolivia without injuring myself. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, this bridge, this puente, very narrow, barely big enough to get a large, you know, 18-wheel-sized truck across. A railroad shares the bridge with motos, cars, and trucks and everything else. So railroad tracks run down the center of the bridge. On either side of the rails, you have about 3 feet, if that, of space. So we decided to ride down the middle because the boards look good. I mean, these boards were rotted, they were splitting, there were large gaps, big bent nails. I mean, this was just a, you know, horrific looking bridge. And I've ridden off some scary bridges in my travels. This not only was the scariest, it was also the longest. I want to tell you, this thing was nearly, and maybe even beyond, a quarter mile long. Much longer than a quarter mile, Jeremiah says here. Half a mile? It was long. So we're cruising along. I'm trying to keep a good clip, so it, at least going too slow, you know, you're easier to slide into a little rut. A couple times my rear wheel kind of did a minor little fishtail, but it's very good until I get to the end of the bridge. I've cleared the bridge. And at this point, I've got to cross over the railroad track to get onto the road again. And unfortunately, I didn't have the angle exactly of the dangle of right, and I'm going to have to hand it to Jeremiah because he actually watched this massive, you know, slam down into the gravel, into the rail. Jeremiah, what did it look like to you?
Well, one thing you mentioned to him, you failed to mention, Alan, was the wind, which was another huge factor on the bridge because there was a 90-degree crosswind. Being a paraglider pilot, I have a sense of how strong the wind is blowing. And I would say the lulls were 15 miles per hour, and the gusts were up to 25 miles per hour causing the riding to be substantially more difficult than it would have been otherwise. As Alan mentioned, we were heading down the center, which means we had a railroad track on either side of us, and we're navigating these broken boards, rotted boards, boards with nails sticking out, and trying to stay between the rails, all the while being pushed by this wind off to our left at about 90 degrees that was gusting intermittently, not regularly, so you couldn't really time an interval or anything like that.
Well, unfortunately, at this point of our conversation at dinner that night, technology failed us, or rather the fact the fact of lack of a sufficient battery charge failed us. So I'm going to kind of have to pick up and say a little bit of what Jeremiah discussed that night, and you just have to take my word for it. Nonetheless, he saw me go down, and it happened so fast he couldn't believe it. Before you know it, I was down, and there was a cloud of dust. He was behind me sufficiently, because I had been keeping up a good clip, thank God, that by the time he got to where my bike was down, I had jumped up immediately. I mean, it was an instant reaction that he saw when I was down. The next thing, I was up, hobbling and limping around while my motorcycle sat still running near the railroad tracks. He ended up parking his motorcycle in between the railroad tracks, and later actually had to get the railroad workers to lift his 500 pound beast over the rails and onto the road. Meanwhile, I sat on a guardrail over the side and just stared in the sky in amazement. I couldn't believe this was happening to me. My first reaction was, to throw the friggin' helmet and say, get the hell out of this country. The low point in my spirit dropped to something I haven't felt any time on the trip, even after breaking the leg. Breaking the leg, it was fun for me. I was handing the camera around. I was chatting with people. But this was too much. I couldn't believe Bolivia again. I'd barely been on the road a week, and here I am, faced with another injury. Thankfully, soon enough, a group of Good Samaritans, motorcyclists, pulled up and offered, because there was no way I was continuing on forward, even 2 miles, as Jeremiah had suggested, to a hospital, where they might be able to x-ray me and just check it out, make sure that nothing serious happened. I didn't think I broke anything, but, I don't mind having a picture of my extremities when the incredible force and the weight of that bike coming down on me, there's a sense of knowing I won in the back of my mind. So I had said, no way, we're going back to Santa Cruz. I mean, the last time I had an injury in this country, I was in the middle of nowhere. Now I was within an hour of the largest city with the most advanced medical care, the most access to communications, transportation, and facilities, and medicine. I was going back to Santa Cruz. These guys picked up the pace for us, offered to ride the bike. I got to ride in the car, and we cruised an hour to an hour and a half back to Santa Cruz. The funny thing was, I was already in the car, and I looked over at this guy, Victor, big guy. He's on my bike. He's smiling chin to chin. My helmet is, wrapped around his ears, and he's grinning, and he looks over me, and he grabs his grabs the left handlebar and pulls for the clutch, and the clutch lever had broke. And I'd had a clutch lever in the back of the, underneath my seat there that we could have pulled out and put on. Well, as I learned out a lot later, that was the wrong freaking clutch lever. But nonetheless, these four or five guys get there, get behind him, push him, and boom, he's on his way, riding that motorcycle for another, 40 miles without a clutch, into the busy city, hectic chaos of a Sunday in Santa Cruz. Let me tell you, it was a wild, wild journey back. But fortunately, there's nothing seriously wrong with the leg other than the fact I need time. And there's an old adage I used to say in work to people that we're always either moaning or complaining about money or something, And I used to always say to them, I said, you know what? You can always find more money, but you never can find more time. Here I am in Bolivia. I don't have much more time before the weather turns once again. If I miss the Salar de Uyuni, I'm going to be really sad. So Santa Cruz for a week at least. Get this leg strong. Stay tuned. I'll keep you posted, okay?
World Rider, the podcast edition.
Podcasting.
Who would have ever thought?